From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Federal Reserve Board voted yesterday to keep the federal funds rate at its current target of between 0.25% and 0.5%, but said the case for an increase has continued to strengthen. Joining us on the line is Diane Swonk of DS Economics in Chicago, who I understand is a little hoarse from cheering for the Cubs last night.
It was an incredible game last night. We lost our voice, but we got some ground.
All right. So what do you make of the Fed's decision yesterday to keep interest rates where they are, and what might it do going forward?
Well, what we saw was the Fed inch a little bit closer to a December rate hike, but not give us the guarantee that they did a year ago at this time when we did see rates go up in December. And the reason for that is twofold. One is there's a lot of uncertainty in this totally unique election year. And two, as they inched a little forward, they were able to lower the number that descends to 2 instead of 1, because frankly, I think they want to stay out of the headlines.
And tomorrow we'll, of course, have the last jobs report before the election.
Yes, we will, and I think it's going to be a little bit hotter than most people are expecting. One, we've seen manufacturing come back, and that should be a little bit of a help. But most importantly, we're seeing retailers hire up much sooner for the holiday season. They're having to compete with online retailers who have to get more people working in warehouses. But also, the month of October is an important month now because Halloween is the second largest holiday next to Christmas for retailers. The other side of it, though, I think is important, is this will pull some hiring out of the month of November, which is typically when we see the surge in holiday hires.
Okay, Diane Swonk with DS Economics. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Venezuelan government is set to meet with opposition members today, and the talks could be tense. There have been massive protests against President Nicolas Maduro and his leftist policies. Political opponents say he's badly damaged the economy and they want him gone. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Venezuela has serious shortages of food, medicine, even basics like toilet paper. The IMF puts inflation this year above 400%. True, oil revenues have slumped, but critics also accuse the government of economic mismanagement. The opposition just tried and failed to recall the president. Venezuelans have hit the streets to protest. Risa Grace Targo is with the Eurasia Group.
Social discontent still very high.
The Vatican has urged the president and opposition leaders to find a fix. Lisa Vicidi with the think tank Inter-American Dialogue says any fix would need big changes.
A loan from the IMF, more market-oriented economic measures like removing price controls.
Risa Grace Targo says protests aren't big enough yet to force out the president.
The Venezuelan people have proven to be remarkably resilient in the face of these very acute economic problems.
If regime change seems unlikely, maybe today's negotiations might yield some change in policies. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
The presidential polls keep tightening, including in Florida, a state that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have both repeatedly crisscrossed trying to drum up votes. Florida's electorate is dynamic, with a growing Latino population and also lots of retirees attracted by the state's low taxes and high temperatures. The 65 and older crowd now makes up more than 15% of the state's population. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
My first stop, a well-manicured mobile home park in Sarasota on Florida's Gulf Coast, where I meet Frank and Ruthie Clark, who are 87 and 76, retired performers from the circus.
Essentially, he hung by one foot and suspended from his neck. I did spins and turns and athletic stuff.
Which is how they made their living for 4 decades as Francaro and Estrelita, and how they got married.
CFPL Radio now brings you live the wedding ceremony performed while they are suspended in space below a helicopter as it flies past the grandstand, known as Estrelita.
Ruthie says they're lifelong Republicans, backing Donald Trump this year because of the Supreme Court and Second Amendment. And she doesn't expect a lot of help from government in their old age.
Being self-employed all our life, we've always tried to picture living without some kind of steady income, even a pension of some kind.
Frank thinks seniors have gotten a raw deal on Social Security from Democrats and Republicans.
Both sides keep saying, well, you're going to run out of money. And to me, it's impossible as something that you could run out of. It should be permanent and fixed.
Across town in an affluent beachfront neighborhood, lifelong Democrat Howard Millman pretty much thinks the same thing.
Let's just remember that Social Security is not a privilege. I'm 85 years old. I have paid for my Social Security. Just pay back what you owe it.
Millman is a retired theater producer. His wife, Carolyn Michael, is an actress and says she's okay if Hillary Clinton raises taxes on the wealthy to support government programs for working families and retirees.
We all assume that Social Security and Medicare will be financed at some point, better than it is now.
She says she's had lots of contentious conversations with wealthy Republican neighbors who say they're voting for Donald Trump to keep their taxes low. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And a top court in the UK has ruled that the British government can only trigger an exit from the European Union after a vote in Parliament. The decision is likely to be appealed, but it could throw a wrench into Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to begin the Brexit process by March. We've got more on that story at marketplace.org. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.